new Apple event happened this morning, our time. And of course, I feel like one of the few people in Ballarat that would have stayed up or set an alarm just to watch it is Jason Netnerd.
Good morning, Jules, Jack.
Morning.
It's been a long time since you've been in here.
It has been some time, hasn't it? But yeah. Great to be back in the studio. Thank you for the welcome. And gosh, the alarm went off at 3 o'clock and I was like, oh, it is not 3 o'clock already. Yeah, it is 3 o'clock already. And tuned straight in. An hour and 22 minutes later, and I had to watch it again. I sat there and watched it again because I was just blown away by some of the features.
And we are talking about the brand new Apple iPhone that has just been released.
There are some amazing features. Probably the biggest one is, now, I thought I had it until I read this. There is no physical SIM that ships in this new phone.
Oh, that's cool.
No SIM card.
Yep. It's all digital now. So that basically turns the smartphone into a phone that can house multiple different providers, multiple different telephone numbers of a digital sense.
That's weird.
So if you can think of, like, the NBN allows you to have multiple internet service providers.
Yeah.
This new iPhone will allow you to have multiple numbers with multiple providers running off the one phone, one physical handset. So no SIM. And what is even...
So you won't need a burner phone anymore if you don't have
yeah, you're texting your side girlfriends or husbands or whatever.
Yeah, just use a different number, but same phone.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of
super
that.
Super dodgy,
yes,
but absolutely. Anyway. Yeah,
probably a bit super dodgy. But the other big one is, now, you know at the top of most standard iPhones right now, you've got your little black area. It's called the notch.
Yep.
And that sort of covers, you know, 3/4 of the screen. The notch, my source was spot on. You know, I get updates in the lead up to the event from my source in California. That notch is gone.
Okay.
And that has been replaced with what's called the dynamic island.
Sounds fancy. Dynamic island.
So this is ever changing. So this is a live adaptive feature that adapts to what you're doing with the phone at that point in time. So if you're listening to music, you'll see it appear on a little banner. If you're answering a phone call, it'll split and you'll see what you were doing plus the phone call. Then if you happen to be on social media, it'll split again.
So the dynamic island is a banner.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. Okay.
It's a banner, but it's called Dynamic Island. And it changes shape too. So it might stretch across the whole screen. It might stretch only, you know, a couple of centimetres based on what you're doing with it. So,
Okay. Yeah,
so the notch is gone. You might be thinking, well, where's the selfie camera? The 48 megapixel new selfie camera is now behind the display.
So they put it behind the screen?
They put it behind the screen. You can't even see the camera now. So you can take all your slofies now, which are slow motion selfies. So you can...
What was the word, Jace?
That is a word. It's a slofie. A slow motion selfie.
Yep.
Where do these names come from?
It's like a phablet. It's a cross between a tablet and a phone.
I do not like phablets. I like this slang word.
So there's all sorts of stuff. And the big new one is SOS... emergency. When you're lost, if you happen to ever be lost, this now is capable of messaging through the satellite system. So they've employed a team who are going to be sitting in the background, sitting in some office. You get this free for 2 years, and then I imagine it'll become a subscription service where if you're lost, it'll transmit up to the satellites, triangulate your exact point in time, and it's even got a little been following you and can trace. So if you can't get yourself out of where you've got lost...
It's like a little beacon.
Jesus.
A little beacon, and they've adjusted the frequencies, and this phone is state-of-the-art.
I mean,
it's no longer
awesome
just a phone.
Awesome for tracking you for other reasons too, but yeah, great for safety.
Yes. Jace, the most important question, cost. How much they put it up for?
Starting at $999 for the Pro, and the Pro Max is starting at $1099. So four new models, four new colours that you can purchase. It is available from pre-order as of tomorrow and then available to buy off the shelf tomorrow week.
Okay, important question. What colours does it come in now?
There's a black, there's a deep purple,
yep.
There's a white, and I think there was a red, like a creamy reddy pink type colour as well.
Right. Well, you got me with the purple and the red.
So does that sound pretty cool?
It sounds pretty cool. Jason Netnerd, thank you for being able to dumb it down into my language. Because I wouldn't have stayed up and watched that.
Look, it's a pleasure. It's my one night a year where I have to sacrifice sleep. And it's well worth watching because we've got new AirPods, we've got new watch, we've got new iPhone, iOS 16 on the way. I have been buzzing since 3 o'clock this morning. The blood is boiling.
When's the phone on sale?
It goes on sale next week. So it's available in stores as of tomorrow week. So you can pre-order it tomorrow and available off the shelf, I'm told, next week.
Righto.
And that's right around the world. Some features will only be available in the US to start with and then they ship later.
Gotcha.
Beautiful. Jason Netnerd. Awesome. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.